Welcome to the CXR Channel, our premier podcast for talent acquisition and talent management. Listen in as the CXR community discusses a wide range of topics focused on attracting, engaging, and retaining the best talent. We're glad you're here.
I'm going to start this off. So this is Jerry Crispin, and Kirk Crossroads has had the opportunity in the last 2 years to take up an invitation from Ireland. And really, it is a kind of a quasi-governmental group that is charged to help Ireland's emerging technology organizations and services share with other countries, particularly the United States. And they do it in a number of different areas, but in talent acquisition, they basically offered the opportunity for TA leaders from our membership to be able to go to Dublin and meet with a variety of different technology and other resources involved with TA that are emerging out of Ireland. To see if they might be of benefit to many of the multinationals and American companies. And it's really a very pleasant way to kind of gift a group of folks who get to see what a great place Dublin is, and at the same time, perhaps learn about some of the resources that are there that might be helpful for their companies. And so I wanted to have a brief chat about that with some of the members coming back. I had some personal issues, so was not able to attend this year. I did attend last year. And so this is a great opportunity to kind of get a little feedback as to what happened, what went on, what you got out of it, and then where would you love to go if any place in the world offered a similar kind of deal and opportunity. And for those of you who did not go, expenses for all of the members who went were paid for by, essentially, in the end, Irish government reimbursed this Irish trade group. They have an interest in doing this on an annual basis. So I just find it fascinating. I figure we'll probably spend about 20 minutes or so talking about it and ask for any questions anywhere along the line. So those of you who did go include on this group, Dan LeBeau from Nike, Tara Doyle from Roche in the United States, primarily. Right? I think you're Roche America as opposed to Roche Global.
Correct.
Okay. Shonda Zilich from Qualtrics and Maureen Neglia, formerly, where were you?
Scotiabank in Toronto.
I was thinking of the first bank, but never mind. Royal Bank of Canada. Because Maureen has been in a few places.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so it was a lot of fun. I would like each of you just to talk a little bit about what was on your mind going and what kind of expectations you had going over there. How about start with you, Dan?
Sure. Thanks, Jerry. We definitely missed you there. I think the crew represented Career Crossroads in general very well. I will say, I think Hannah Webb, as kind of the ringleader, did a fantastic job in prepping us and just kind of taking us through the experience. It was really interesting to learn about Enterprise Ireland and the very unique setup they have as, like you said, quasi-government agency, but also kind of their own venture capitalist group that is somewhat self-funded by the different startups that it helps get up on up and running. I was really interested in just how competitive it is to get funded by Enterprise Ireland and the type of process that they go through. And vetting and to actually invest in these companies. I will say that, so we spent the first day talking a little bit more in general about Enterprise Ireland. And then one of the One of the company's social talent hosted us for kind of a round table and then a little social activity. I was really surprised, I guess not surprised, but I was really impressed with the maturity of the teams that we talked to. And we got to pick, there was a big list of different teams, and we kind of all basically said who we'd want to talk to and depending on what, you know, what we're interested in. I talked to a number of different companies that are servicing both TA and talent in general, because that's my role is expanded into the talent space. But the areas that they were going after, I thought were definitely areas of need and some gaps that I've seen a little bit in the market and in our practices at Nike. I'll chat just about a couple really quick. There was one.
Hold off on them for the moment, Dan.
Okay.
I want everybody to get a chance to kind of jump in, and then I'm going to go back to specifics of those companies that you saw. So that makes good sense from a just from a round robin kind of thing. Shonda, how about you? What was some of your initial impressions, expectations in terms of getting involved with this?
Yeah. Let me know if I get a little bit delayed. I can stop my video. For some reason, it was kind of getting spotty. So just let me know, because I don't want it to be weird. I was really excited about it. We actually have a Qualtrics office in Dublin. It's our EMEA headquarters. And so it was really cool for me to just kind of see how this government organization is set up and how they help local businesses. And I think much to like what Dan said, I honestly walked away kind of going, wow, I think the United States kind of needs to take a lesson here, because it's a really cool setup. It's not just supporting these startups and helping them with, you know, education or learning or whatever, but it's also like a VC where they're actually investing in them and then helping them make those connections. So for me, that was cool to see. And I think, you know, much like what Dan said as well, like just the understanding that they had that those specific organizations, the ones they chose to invest in, they did a really great job of, like, we all know that the HR tech space is exploding right now, and we know there's good players and bad players, and those that distract you and those that actually help you. And the government agency itself, Enterprise Island, did a really good job of, like, figuring out, you know, which are actually making a change and actually impacting for the better, rather than just, oh, it's HR tech, and so I want to start up a business to make some money in a pain point. So I really appreciated everyone that I met with. I'm like, wow, this is legit. This is really helpful. And so I won't get into the details of that. I know you said to wait for later, but yeah, that was kind of my takeaways. It was also just interesting to see the layout there as far as Qualtrics ourselves. We experienced this really, really competitive environment for talent in Dublin. And I guess I'm probably just naive, but I hadn't thought of that being like, wow, everybody's there. And just the companies that are there and the talent that is there is amazing. So I think that was the other thing that was really neat to see with some of those companies.
Yeah, I know one of the things Raelynn is involved in is looking at what's going on in Dublin as well. And your point is well taken. When you're in Dublin, you're absolutely amazed at how much activity is going on and how many big companies are literally there. If not making it their EMEA headquarters, it's probably going to be closed within the next year for sure. Tara, how about you?
Yeah, I think going in, Jerry, I don't know if I knew exactly what to expect. And when I say that, I mean, clearly, you know, I was given direction. I knew the basics of it, but I didn't know if I was to think higher or less of what it would be. So I went into a really open mind, really ready to explore what could happen. So very similar to what you've already been given. We're just very impressed, obviously, with the organizations and the talent that's out there. But a couple of things that I'll note just a little bit different, so I'm not repetitive. One, I was appreciative in the sit downs of really just them also seeking feedback. So it's not just, here's what we have to offer. You know, does this work for you? It's, does it work for you? What will we change? What would you like to see different? So maybe in context with whatever solution or service they were providing now, but also I think them just thinking even future forward of what might potentially be next. So it was nice to just be able to offer voice in context in that way. And then, you know, I'm sure similar to everyone else, it's just so nice to be in a collective group of really talented TA professionals. You know, even take kind of the, you know, the Ireland organizations out of it, but just being able to talk TA speak, understand what's happening in other parts of the world and other organizations, and just learning from one another and making new connections. It's just, you know, priceless. And it was just really a wonderful opportunity to do that in this setting as well. And just such a nice, diverse group of companies represented too, which was really unique. You don't always see that. Sometimes you're in very specific disciplines and different roles, I think, with the were represented as well. Even on this call today, all of us have kind of held different ones. So it was more than what I expected in a very, very good way.
Good. And that helps me too. In working with Hannah, they wanted to be able to bring a few other folks who were not members there. But we agreed that if she had a conversation with me, I could influence the outcome of who some of those were. And in the end, she had a very nice mix, it seems to me, of some really great folks, those who were not members, like Chloe Rada at Sodexo and a couple others, are really extraordinary professionals who I think added to the mix of the folks who were there. Maureen, this was your second time.
Yeah, you know, for me, it was actually really fantastic to go back the second time, Jerry. I wasn't sure, you know, if my expectations were going to be higher or lower as a result of, you know, what I had a chance to experience last year. But, you know, like many of the others, I thoroughly appreciated the effort that Enterprise Ireland put into not only, you know, hosting a great event, but making sure that there was enough of a mix there, particularly for somebody like myself, going back for the second time, that I wasn't kind of seeing the same people and it wasn't the same pitch. So that was something that I would recommend that they continue to do, particularly if there's some, you know, that are going to go back year after year on something like this. And, you know, it is a fabulous organization. They were telling us that they're now up to 700 staff across almost 35 offices across the globe. So wow, they are really, really well integrated into the markets that they are trying to push their products. And all of these vendors, for the most part, are still relatively young. They all have to be under 5 years, and they have to have a potential of $1 million in sales. So, and yet, and still, they have about 50% of them that fail every year. So the success rate of the vendors is still fairly low, like in my, you know, in terms of VC and what they're doing there. So these types of meetings and forums where they bring all of us over to see them are critically important to their ability to be able to, you know, enter new markets and establish themselves in new geographies across the globe. So, you know, my expectations were more than you know, met. It was fantastic. It was great for me to see that some of the solutions that I saw last year are starting to break into the U.S. market or into the larger markets, which is really great. And that they are getting much better, to one of the individuals previously saying, you know, they are getting much better at kind of really understanding what is the problem that they're helping TA professionals solve. You know, I think many of them started in this space just really excited about the fact that they could develop these tools. And now they're really saying, able to come back and show what the impact is and the problems that they're solving. So for me, that was really exciting. I think, for me, you know, the bit of feedback that I gave to them, and I would say this to anybody on the call who is going to be looking at any of these vendors, was that in the early this year, I did have a number of them come and do demos with my previous employer. And, you know, some of them were definitely more successful than others. Many were not really properly prepared for those meetings. And so that was feedback I gave to Enterprise Ireland around how to help them be more successful and get them set up. So that would be just more of a coaching point for anybody that is going to engage some of them. But otherwise, an absolutely fantastic trip.
Good. So, some good points there as well. One of the things that we offered to Hannah was that if she goes back to any of those that you saw, and they produce like a 3-minute video or something like that, we'll post it on our website. We'll ask any of you who saw them or talked to them to give a little bit of a review and where you feel they might be. But that would sort of add to the collection of technology reviews that we're trying to kind of tee up, if you will, for our members, because one of the critical issues, I think, is your tech stack, and probably will be one of the things that keeps everybody up at night for the next couple of years as those things start continuing to evolve and people start figuring out how to better integrate them within what they try to do. So why don't we get on to a couple of the technologies that you saw. So I'll go back to you, Dan. You had a couple that you had teed up. So what was the most interesting to you?
They were all very interesting. I think some are definitely were a little bit more just because of where where my company is right now and some of the things that we're doing. One that I thought stood out in the learning and development space was Empower the User. They do business simulation assessments and really try to help assess employee behavior and different maturity levels before you would implement, say, a big training around like manager capability or unconscious bias. And then they'll do that simulation afterwards too to say, did we actually move the needle? Because it's kind of that really difficult metric of how do you show that we are getting ROI on big enterprise development programs. So that one stood out in that space. I also thought what Social Talent has just in recruiting training was amazing. That the library that they have and I think it's one of the things that we struggle with too, because a lot of times we're bringing in recruiters at different points in their in their professional development and for different businesses require different expertise. But I thought that was a fantastic program with a gamification built in on how do you really keep your recruiters constantly learning and improving their skills. And the examples that they showed, I thought was really cool, very engaging, very easy to digest learning system for recruiters.
I think there's a couple of I'm sorry. Go ahead, Raylene.
I was just going to mention, we leveraged them about 3, maybe even 4 years ago now and did some custom work with them on like learning plans. It was amazing. All of our sourcers got black belt certified and we really saw an uptick in their impact to candidate generation for the recruiters. So it was great. And then the recruiters got access to it as well.
So, and Maureen, you had them at Scotiabank for a while.
Yeah, we did actually use them for a while and we love them. And one of the things I would have raised the Social Talent as well. One of the things that I love that they've now done is that they allow you to load up your own learning. So if you've got your own recruiter orientation or recruiter training program, you can now basically as part of your site and your portal for your organization, you can have your learning, but you can also access theirs as well. So I think they are just like off the charts in terms of what they can offer for recruiting, learning, and training. Really fantastic tool.
I think as a founder, Johnny Campbell is probably one of the better representatives of our space out there from a vendor partner point of view. So I've been following him since he started. He obviously works with Enterprise Ireland less to get new accounts. And much more to be supportive, really, of what's going on in Ireland. He's got a very successful business globally at this point. And it's really a matter of fine-tuning and making sure that his customer service is up to the standards that he wants.
Yeah, he's built a great brand for the organization. And I think, too, Jerry, that he has got a fantastic vision of where he wants to go with the tool. His conversation about where he's going and how he, certifies people in the market. And he's going to do a bang up job with that tool over the next
year. I like the fact that he has chosen to do online training. And so fundamentally he's clear that this is what I want to do and do well. And other kinds of training that you may or may not need at various times, you should be looking at other solutions for that. And I think that's the right way for him to go. I do find he also, by the way, is one of the vendors that we don't have any members who have said anything negative about. And as a result, we've maintained a good relationship with him, and he does offer a significant discount to CXR members.
Hey, Jerry, because you didn't get a chance to go this year, you didn't get a chance to see his new office. They have a fabulous new office. They've done a great job on it, too.
Well, it's some fascinating stuff going on. Shonda, did you come up with any cool thoughts in terms of what you saw?
Yeah, actually, a couple to point out. I have whole lists, but I will only point out two. I'll hold it so other people get to talk. But one of them that I'm in follow-up conversations with already is vSource. And just the fact that the way that they do sourcing, and actually, Jerry, what I'll do is they've sent me an introduction sheet that's really good. It's just a one-pager.
Cool.
So if you could send it out to maybe the people on the call, that might help.
I will.
But they've come up with a really decent way of looking at sourcing through talent mapping, diversity sourcing, and like what we're doing, and the reason I really like them is because they see themselves as this global sourcer. It's not just one area that they know really well. And so we have not like signed anything or done anything with them. And they're basically, we're giving them three areas. So like Krakow engineering, Seattle engineering, Dallas sales, and they're going to see what they can return in a week. You know, and I think to me, we work with a lot of vendors sometimes that really don't want to prove what they're doing. They're like, yeah, let's jump into this and let's prove it. You know, and I think that's a pretty cool, cool place to be and cool of them, really neat for them to do. I think one other one to highlight is, I think you pronounce it Sonru, but I could be wrong, but it's a competitor basically to HireVue. But like probably, I know everybody pays different things for HireVue, but I would say probably at 10% of the cost. It just seems to be, they basically have simplified it, I think. And I think sometimes we get into HireVue and we're all excited about it and we use it, but we only use like one part of it really good, at least at the businesses I've been at or that I've experienced using HireVue. This is where they really simplified the way to use it, to where you can just, it's simple for the candidate, it's simple for the hiring manager, it's simple for the recruiter, easy to implement. And I mean, they were quoting me, I was trying to find my notes, like on their satisfaction rates, which I found so fun that like they opened it up with like how many actually implemented the whole process, you know, the satisfaction rates and stuff, and that they could see behind that was just pretty cool. So those were two that I would highlight. I think Maureen said this, but you know, I think the fun part about sitting with them was kind of like, hey, you really need to think about this. Like I remember one specific one was, you know, it would basically have to replace your ATS in order for it to work. And we're like, I was like, I don't know that you're going to get a ton of people buying into that idea, you know, and you might want to be able to make a plug and play. And I think with each one of these vendors, they were so open to feedback, but then also really great at the follow-up and the possibilities and really passionate about actually, you know, solving a pain point. And I think that was really neat to see.
Cool. I remember last year in going, there was a really an excellent referral technology tool that I happen to like a lot. But they had this crazy notion of how they would charge employers for it. And both Chris and I went nuts on them and basically said, that doesn't work at all. And we spent the entire time talking about different models that might work. And in a modest way that wouldn't try to kill people. That's good. Very good. Tara, anything you can add to this?
Yeah, well, one, we actually at Roche do use vSource. We got them as a referral from Genentech, so it's been a part of the Roche family for quite some time. And agree, they have very much proven themselves. So any kind of, you know, referral you would want or need from me on that, I'm happy to give. You know, I don't know if it was the same one that was there last year, but HireUp was there. They were talking about a referral based program. Is that the firm that was there, Jerry?
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah, interesting thought to your point. The charge part was interesting, but the concept of it itself could be extremely beneficial. for organizations. So, I mean, I love the thought of that technology for sure. I just think it might be a little cost prohibitive. And Sonaroo was another one that we thought was, and I've since had follow-up conversations with them, and we are looking to implement a video technology. They are actually utilized by some of our affiliates over in Switzerland. So for me in particular, those were the ones that I had the biggest impact there. But even since I've returned, I had a follow-up interview with, it's actually a recruitment agency that specializes in life sciences. Okay. And it's just always nice to have potential partners in a space that's very specific and niche. And so it was just really nice to make introduction to people that are making waves and have global capabilities in executive recruitment. So look forward to seeing what could potentially come of that down the line when needed.
Well, this is excellent. The, you know, the reality is you all have questions about how you're going to improve various processes, either adding to your tech stack or expanding what you do have. And the ability to be able to do this together, where you can talk to each other and engage each other about what you're seeing, in my opinion, offers an extraordinary opportunity to hone in, but also get feedback from others who are seeing some of the same kinds of things, which really is what Career Crossroads is, tries to be about, is creating a peer platform. So that's kind of our intent. And I think it works for this, even though I've referred to it as the Dublin boondoggle. I think it's really an extraordinary opportunity to have value. And it seems to me, I heard that Israel is attempting to do something similar, and I'm trying to track down who might be connected, in part because I definitely know there's an awful lot of startups there, and I think that would be fascinating if we could find some kind of a mechanism that allows for us to get a long list, and for those members who have not been to Dublin, basically we try to get a long list of TA-related products and services, and then have those members committed to going vote on which ones they would like to see. And that way it's much more focused and much more customized for the time that they spend, which is basically 2 to 3 days when you count in traveling. Although some of you enjoyed an extended vacation. So that's great. How about any questions from Lily or Gloria or Stephen or Raylan?
Like this is our first time for Stephen and I, so I'm not aware really of the context of the meeting. I didn't know anything about the silent meeting. So we're a little blind here. I look after TA for UK and Ireland, Stephen's looking after the Ireland recruitment. So I think we were kind of coming to this to hope to learn any insights around your views. And I guess we're aware of the competitive nature of Ireland. We're there, Stephen particularly. And it's challenging. I guess, you know, is there anything that you guys want from us in terms of information? Because, I guess we're coming in here blind a bit. So forgive us, we just didn't quite know what to expect from today's session.
Well, Gloria, I think, I appreciate that. At this point, you know, what I'm looking for is really more opportunity to figure out how we can help our members take a look at what's going on from a technology point of view, how it's evolving, some of the key issues relative to tech stacks around the world, and to create either events or opportunities that that help people really fine-tune what they're responsible for, and things are changing obviously on a continuing basis. This is not going to slow down in any way, shape, or form. But I look for events where the agenda isn't that the tech company has paid a huge amount of money to come in and sell the employer, which is really what a lot of these events are. And so you're not quite sure what you're going to get when you get there, and there's usually a little bit of pressure to push on that. And I'm looking more for kind of a customized event that caters, if you will, to the needs and what's keeping the employers up at it.
So Jerry, question, is this really more useful for people that are not headquartered out of Ireland? Is that a true statement to say?
Or? This event is definitely geared towards people who are not, well, they could be, yeah, who are not headquartered, clearly. Because if they were headquartered, they would be in and out of Ireland on a regular basis. Many of the employers in the United States do have operations in Ireland, but they're often not necessarily connected to what the technologies are that are available in Ireland. They're often, especially if they're a multinational, the decisions on what technology to use tends to come out of headquarters. So this is an opportunity really for any multinational not headquartered in Ireland to get a better sense of what's going on. Enterprise Ireland has targeted the United States because obviously that's one of the biggest economies. So it's simply that. But they are bringing people in from UK and from EMEA, from other countries in Europe at various times for various types of technology as well. So this is a pretty big operation, as a couple of you have mentioned. It's not a small operation at all.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Not a problem. And Raylynn, you're one of the reasons I know you showed up today, but you mentioned in a note to me that you have a number of issues that you have to deal with in Dublin specifically, or is it Ireland?
Yeah, so I'm new to, so I'm week 5 at Optum, and I have a peer that actually leads, we have a very small team that does support for talent acquisition for Dublin, other areas of Ireland as well. And so I'm just digging in to learn. So I wanted to meet other TA leaders that either have global teams there or are based in Dublin just to do some benchmarking. Our biggest gap right now is just accelerating our technical footprint there and how do we build a team as quickly as possible. And I'm just new to that. You know, I've never worked in Dublin or supported TA hiring there. So I just want to accelerate my learning as building some connections and partnerships. So that was my intent. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. And that helps me too. I'll send you, certainly anyone here on the on the screen, feel free to contact them. But at the same time, there's a couple. I know Amazon has a huge presence there. And while Facebook is not a member, I think I know one of the key players there that I can give you a contact information. And they've been building teams there, obviously. So there's an opportunity to perhaps talk about that. The other is you mentioned that you have a connection to Johnny Campbell. I would definitely chat with him specifically about that. He's very giving and obviously not, he doesn't focus on the sales side of that. So I know that he is pretty connected and networked there. There's one other person whose name and contact information I'll give you, and that's, and most of them met him, Shane Gray from Clinch. He also is very open and giving and not in a salesy mood. And he knows a number of key players there as well.
That sounds great. And I see a familiar face, Dan, and I've been out to see him. So we'll probably graciously reach out and see if you're willing to connect as well and appreciate everyone's.
Well, that's right. I remember, Raylynn, you did a benchmarking trip to Nike a couple years ago.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because it started with a leadership colloquium meeting in Chicago.
That's right, Rich, yes.
Yeah, that Rich was at, and he showed that video, and you sat there going, we got 50 videos, and I'm going to have to upgrade them all.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then you went back and went to Nike.
Yep, exactly. Thank you. I appreciate that.
My memory is getting a little bit slow, but there's a few things I continue to remember.
Very impressed. Very impressed.
Stephen, how about you? I haven't heard much from you. What's going on?
Yeah, all good, all good. I'm just listening attentively. It's good to hear that Enterprise Ireland put on such a good event. And, you know, as the guys mentioned in relation to the VC side, and, you know, there's a massive push on foreign direct investment in Ireland. I'm trying to get a lot of US multinationals over here. There's quite a lot here. But again, looking at maybe kind of lesser, bigger clients, maybe some more medium size and further afield into different markets. As you mentioned, that the tentacles spread quite wide now. So again, it's trying to not rely so much on just US investment into Ireland, just for whatever reasons, in case, you know, the chips fall the other way. So yeah, no, it's all good. As you said, competitive market over here. You know, we myself and Gloria work for MMC, Marsh McLennan Companies. So Mercer Marsh, Oliver Wyman, Guy Carpenter. So again, we, you know, we're in that space where we're more financial services, but you know, we now have an innovation center in Ireland, which is very technology focused. So, you know, we're competing in the market against your Amazons, against your Googles, your Facebooks and people like that. So it is a technology hub within Europe. There's a lot of EMEA headquarters, as you alluded to. So it's a really vibrant place to work. It's a great place to do business. And I think there is good incentives for US companies to come here. And it is great to see that there is startups being matched with some good firms that are interested. And I think the feedback that you guys give is critical for their success going forward.
Okay. And I'll keep in mind, too, because obviously Marsha McLennan's a new Career Crossroads member.
Yeah.
So, and are you based in Dublin?
Yeah, I'm based in Dublin, so I'd look after all the Ireland hiring, and then Gloria's based in London. She would look after, obviously, the UK.
I'm guessing Raylene may give you a shout-out at some point.
She already has.
Oh, never mind.
She's quick on the draw, Raylene.
One thing about the members of Career Crossroads is they don't sit on their hands very much.
Yeah.
And I will someday repay the favor.
Yeah, exactly. Get in touch anyway if you have any questions. I'd be happy to help you.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Look, I'm going to give you all of another 15 minutes back in your day. I appreciate very much the opportunity for you to give a little bit of feedback that I think will be helpful to members. We'll figure out a way to take the audio from this as a podcast. Make it available to our members, and then look for more opportunities to really kind of engage around this issue around technology and how it continues to evolve and how we can keep a little bit on top of it. We obviously have a vendor rating area that now has over 600 tools and over 6,000 ratings from our members. That we continue to start playing with and trying to figure out how to make that a little bit better. And then in conversations, Chris and I are thinking next year for each of the 8 to 10 meetings that we hold, we probably are going to look at on the second day in the morning having at least two products that relate to the theme that we can find, either products that are vetted by members or that we, you know, kind of randomly pick to be able to, you know, educate what's going on. And we'll see how we can do that. But we've been talking about that. We think it's becoming more and more critical to keep that rolling. So thank you all for being here. Have a great rest of the day, rest of the week.
Thanks for listening to the CXR channel. Please subscribe to CXR on your favorite podcast resource and leave us a review while you're at it. Learn more about CXR at our website, cxr.works, facebook.com and twitter.com/careercrossroads, and on Instagram @careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.